Well, good morning, everybody. Today is February 16th, 2008. Let's get rocking and rolling here. Our guest today, Andre Deary of LiveWell Solutions, which is a quite an entity of a company, if you want to call it that. But Andre is an entrepreneur, professional sales trainer, water quality expert, and environmental consultant. He was the owner and president of Cascade Water Systems, which designed and installed water systems for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. He's been doing this for the past 25 years, providing his services to many health professionals, businesses, and consumers across Canada and the United States, giving us tips and ways to transform our working and living environments into environments that promote health, thus the wellness home. Andre is an ardent advocate of Nikin wellness technology. And one other note that I think I need to throw in here, Andre, before I give the mic to you. And, you know, something you guys need to know, Andre is like, I guess the best way to describe him from my perspective, going back to my Bible school days, he's like one of those guys that goes to, you know, college and goes to seminary and, you know, straight out of the gate, ready to preach their first sermon and trying to cram, you know, 8 years worth of experience and learning into one message. So we're going to cram a lot. So if you guys don't have pen and paper handy, those of you on the West Coast who are still laying in bed with your earpiece in your ear, you may want to sit up and grab a notepad, because there's a lot of information that we're going to be talking about today. LiveWell Solutions, many of you were first introduced to it at the St. Louis Convention in 2002. They were the very first company or entity to create for the hotel and resort industry a guest room that promotes optimal health called a LiveWell room, or LiveWell room, I'm sorry, with the entire wellness home technology inside of a hotel or resort room. Valerie Aloisio is Andre's partner, platinum distributor in Nikin, which I believe next month, correct me if I'm wrong, will be a part of the President's Club. And she always says that LiveWell rooms would not have been possible without the products and technologies that come from Nikin. So with that, that's quite a mouthful, quite an earful for a lot of our listeners. Andre, let's get this thing rocking and rolling.
Awesome.
Well, first of all, thank you for being here. And I need to stress up front, you guys, you're listening, and what you're going to experience today in the next 30 minutes or so is just the tip of the iceberg of a four-set CD series that I listened to, which spurred me on. I was back in Connecticut in November right after Thanksgiving, and Valerie was so nice to hand me a set of, actually five CDs, but four of them, which feature a radio program that Andre was featured on. I think as I listened to those, Andre, I was literally sucked in, and it was one of the things where I had to keep stopping the CD and grab my day timer and jot down notes, but I couldn't. So I just decided, well, I'm just going to go back and listen to them all again. The information that you've gathered over the years based on your background and then interweaving that with what Nikin has to offer literally as a solution, because a lot of what you presented on those four CDs on that radio program it was kind of like a dead doctors don't lie routine of not a scare tactic, but here's some serious information that we as human beings, especially on the subject of air and water, but stay focusing in on water. First of all, let me ask you this, Andre. How did you get interested in the whole environmental industry? In playing with water and in you know, working with people to deliver products that would promote better health. How'd that come about? I mean, you just all of a sudden one day in junior high said, you know, I want to go play with water when I get grown up.
I really appreciate that question, Vance. That's a great question. I lost both my parents to cancer, and I lost them at a young age. My mother was only 53. And my father was 63, and you know it begged the question, you know, what's causing it? We keep hearing about treatment, and there was very little talk about prevention. And I got interested in learning more about what is causing cancer. So that led me to this discovery of chemicals in our environment, and that the effect that these chemicals that build up in the body, how it affects and increases our risk of cancer. And I learned over 25 years ago when I joined a company that was selling water filters door to door, and that was my first experience in sales. They taught me a presentation about chemicals in the water and making this presentation to the client. And I very quickly rose in that company. Within 6 months, I was managing that company because I was so passionate about delivering the message. And it wasn't, to me, it wasn't about selling the water filter. It was presenting the problem in a way that people could understand it. And then I was confident that when they really understood the problem, they would take action. And typically that action was to move over to installing water filtration in the home. So that's how it started. And within a year, I had my own company.
So it really was, it wasn't just an idea or concept. It was more of a passion and a belief system based on, well, a sense of loss. And not so much a sense of loss, but the reality of loss, of losing people that, well, that brought you into this world. And that'll drive you. That'll definitely drive you. And yet, Andre, every time I'm around you and getting to spend a couple days with you in Cancun, Mexico, I'm like, how can you have been doing something for 25 years? You're too young to be doing that. But I guess that the proof is in the pudding. You know, you're a good-looking guy, if I don't mind myself sitting at that. I don't mind myself. And you know, Andre, you know, one of the things that always fascinates me, and you covered this in that first CD that I listened to, when we talk about, and I have to look at where Stacy and I live here in the Pacific Northwest, and we have great water. I mean, where we were skiing yesterday, 15 feet of snow, and all of that melts and becomes our water supply year-round. And great, great water, but they put so much junk in it by the time it gets to us in our house. And because we're not on a well water, but, you know, what is it that's really in our tap water? And I know that the EPA standards that we have for our area, our little water municipality, the Corbett Water District, every 3 months, every quarter, they publish a little journal, and it tells us what the EPA standards are, and it tells us how far off their charts that we are for, like, chlorination, for example. I mean, our water has more chlorine in it than any most average swimming pools right after you treat them. And so you talked about this. The EPA defines the acceptable risk level, or that acceptable risk factor. What does that really mean for us, the end user, as the consumer?
One of the things that I try to do is provide a perspective so that people can really understand what are the issues and to have a really global understanding of what they can and cannot do about a given problem. Now, the EPA has, and the municipality does testing on the water, and they're guaranteed to the consumer, you the taxpayer, is to provide you a water supply that is free from bacteria. That when they use the term safe, that's really what they're referring to, and you mentioned the CD that I created. There's just so much information that's on the CD that really provides all the issue and really a good perspective. But I'll do my best to you know, summarize.
It's almost impossible. And here again, go back to that minister.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
First,
the allowable risk level is defined by. And this is kind of interesting because people are kind of shocked when I share this. When the EPA says, well, the allowable risk level is so much per so much. Well, that so much per so much is deaths per thousand. So what they're saying is a contaminant X is in the water supply, and they define, well, the acceptable risk level is 4 deaths per 1,000 people. So they're basically saying is if 1,000 people are drinking this water supply with this contaminant over a given period of time, that person has a risk of 4 per 1,000 of four people dying over this period of time. That's really what the allowable risk level means. Now, what's interesting is that there's over 2,000 chemicals that have been already identified in our tap water, okay?
Okay.
And they're very, they're pretty good at defining an acceptable risk level. Now, remember, this is, there's nothing they can do about this. They just, sometimes they find a contaminant, they can't do much about it. All they do is just increase the allowable risk level.
Mm-hmm.
So they're covered legally. But that being said, whatever they can do, they do their best to do it. Like lead, for instance, has become a really big issue. And, you know, they're doing a lot of, the EPA is doing a lot to inform the consumer about what they can do to reduce their exposure to lead. But so I mentioned they know what one contaminant can do, but they have absolutely no idea, no clue what the cocktail of these contaminants are doing. So they know contaminant X is, your risk is this, contaminant Y, your risk is this, contaminant Z, your risk is this. But ask them the question, well, with contaminant X, Y, and Z combined, what's the risk level? And they'll say, well, we don't know. And they have no way of knowing. Mm-hmm. But if you look at statistics, and if you look at cancer rates, and remember I mentioned that what got me involved in this was my understanding of the toxicity and our exposure to chemicals in our environment, that is probably the leading cause of cancer, apart from lack of exercise and bad nutrition. But I lost my mother to breast cancer, and I learned very early on that chemicals store themselves in body fat tissue. Now, you don't hear about women getting cancer in the arm. You don't hear about women getting cancer in the foot or the leg. Where typically is the number one risk for women?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The pink little ribbons, they're all over the place. Breast cancer.
Now, organic chemicals store themselves in body fat tissue. So it's not difficult to draw a straight line from a woman's exposure to chemicals and her risk of breast cancer, when you know that they store themselves in body fat tissue. In fact, 25 years ago, we had statistics that showed that a baby drinking breast milk had a 3.5 times higher rate of exposures to DDTs from the breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the connection that I do whatever I can to make so people understand that. So once they understand that problem, now we look at, well, what's the solution? What can we move? What can we do to actually reduce this exposure and get rid of these toxins?
Well, and that in would go into the next thing that would pop in. And you know what I find fascinating about, again, you know, that acceptable factor, 4 deaths per 1,000. Again, going back to our little community, and I just think it's fascinating because we live in just a small little town. We're not in a major municipality with 1 million-plus people. We're this little podunk town, 5,000 people or less, and yet our water department is one of the hazmat sites where when you go into it, you have to be wearing special protective gear. And I only become aware of this in studying to be part of the volunteer firefighters out here, that because it's the amount of the toxic gases and some of these that, you know, these major chemical companies have created, and they don't know what to do with them. So what are they doing? They're just selling them back to the water supply people, and they just dump them in. Well, hey, why not? It'll make the water a little cleaner, a little better, make it last longer, which is fascinating. So, Andre, again, not to get into the whole scare tactics concept, but the other, you know, I have several mental notes and several that I scribbled down, but the other one is, you know, put that solution. What should we do? Well, let's run to Walmart, or let's run to Kroger, or let's run to Tom Page or Safeway, Albertsons, or any store, and we'll just, buy up the bottled water. Because, you know, shoot, some of the stores we can put the quarter in and put our own jug underneath of it, you know, and an old milk jug for, you know, whatever it's worth, and just filled it up, and that's good water, right?
Well, yes and no.
I mean, I know the answer to my own question, but I know it's all dead water after drinking Pymag living water for the last, you know, 5-7 years. But why is the bottled water industry overrated?
We've already established that the municipality is really their main focus is getting a water supply to you that's safe. And when we mean safe, we mean free from bacteria. And the way they do that is they dump a whole bunch of chlorine. And chlorine is the cheapest disinfectant that we have. And, you know, we can debate, well, what chemicals are in our water. Well, there's one chemical you can't debate if you have a municipal water supply, and that's chlorine, because they're putting that chemical in the water. That's the disinfectant. Take Javex, put a few drops of Javex in your water. That's basically what they're doing. It is a disinfectant, and that's what kills the bacteria that's in the water, and that's what makes your water supposedly safe. And there, it does. I mean, let's face it. It's not a third world country where you're going to have serious challenges with bacteria. So we've got a water supply that's safe. Now, my next point is we need to make it safe or free from contaminants, free from the chemicals. The reason why bottled water is taken over is because we did such a good job in the 80s. And the late 70s and the 80s, throughout the 80s, and I'm talking about us, the people selling water filters door to door, we really educated the public on the challenges of chlorine and other contaminants in the water supply. And this drove the market to look for alternatives. Now, the solution we were providing was water filtration. They should get a point-of-use system. What they've done, what the consumer has done, is they think that the cheapest way is maybe the best way. And it became popular. They started, you know, it becomes trendy. They buy a bottle of water. And bottled water has one advantage over tap water, only one, taste. And the reason why bottled water tends to taste better than tap water is because it doesn't have chlorine in it. It's the only reason. If you take tap water and leave it there for the day in the fridge, most of the chlorine will evaporate and it will improve the taste of the water. It's a simple trick. Mm. Now, the contaminants are still in the water. But it's again perception. The consumer, because they feel they think it tastes better, they know it tastes better, they think it is better. But that's really very far from the truth. Most bottled water comes from tap water. That is processed. That's gone through a filter.
Sure.
If you look at Dasana, which is a very popular make of bottled water, I mean, this doesn't come from a spring. This comes really from a treatment plant. Tap water is the seed, and they run it through filtration system, and they put it in a bottle. Now, for me, the issue is really not about the contaminants that might come from the plastic. Because I hear often, well, about the number one argument against bottled water is the chemicals that might be leaching from the plastic. And also, there's been a lot of bacteria count because there is no chlorine. You don't know how long the bottled water has been there, so bacteria does grow in the bottle because there's no chlorine to prevent that from happening. And I always say, well, you wouldn't leave a glass of water on your nightstand for a week and go back and drink it, would you?
Well, you know, that's what's fascinating about pets. If you have an indoor cat or dog, they won't drink the water in the toilet after it's been flushed twice. But if it's set there for a while, they'll drink it.
Yeah,
why? Because all the chlorine's evaporated.
Yeah, the chlorine. That's a very good point.
I know. I always err on the subject of potty talk, and I really shouldn't do that. But hey, you know, when you have kids and pets, you just do everything. You know, Andre, and I know there's so many other things. What was the one thing that was so fascinating? Just the statistics, and you know, this is worth getting a set of the CDs, spending the $20-$25, whatever it is, to have a set of these CDs. The statistics that you gave on the amount of, and if you already mentioned this and I tuned out because of my head still being on the ski slopes, I apologize, but the amount of bottles that are filling up our landfill, you didn't mention.
Well, that's really, to me,
we're talking millions upon millions of pounds of empty plastic bottles.
That to me is what is really almost criminal in a way. When I'm at the store, the grocery store, and I see consumers with five whole huge boxes of bottled water, my knuckles are almost white, holding on, and I am so, I'm doing whatever I can not to burst out and say something because, they, you know, I'm coming from a good place, but they don't know that, and they'll probably be insulted because they're probably going to take it like, but you know what, I just hand them the CD.
Yeah.
I just carry because I'm livid. And the reason why I'm livid is because the real damage of bottled water is what's being done to our environment. If you look at the cost, first of all, you know, we're talking about people are becoming familiar with carbon footprint. Well, we have to think about pollution footprint. And when you look at the energy cost, first of all, to bottle the water and then to transport the water, and then the plastics that are used, the energy required to make the plastics, and then the actual containers, what's done with that? So all the chemicals being used end up back into our water supply, mm-hmm. damaging our environment, and these plastic bottles are ending up in the landfills. That, to me, is the issue. That really is the reason, the only reason, and the most important reason why people should never spend money on bottled water when they can have a filter in their home and make as much bottled water as they want. Get their own personal container and fill up and take it wherever they want to go. That really is the way to go. And again, it's just educating the consumer that there is a better way.
I think, Andre, as wellness consultants and aiming to live out the five pillars of health, when we look at the healthy society, that's more than just making a contribution and being a volunteer, you know, at the local senior center or you know, being involved in a, you know, firefighter. It's more than that. It's literally, let's look at the earth here. This is where our technology has come from, and if we're dumping millions upon millions of pounds of empty bottles that will not, you guys, they just will not break down. I don't care who you're talking to. Plastic does not break down, even if it's buried over hundreds and hundreds of years. And so all we're doing is destroying our own society that we live in. And, that, you know, that was for Stacy and I, as parents, that was a challenge that we have because a lot of this information gets to the school, and then your kids come home, and they got a lot of propaganda. You know, one little girl told me the other day, well, make sure you turn the light switch off in the classroom because it's going to heat up this classroom, it's going to heat up the earth, and you're going to kill polar bears. I'm like, well, Cammy, it's not quite that extreme, but, hey, I'm going to turn off the light. Don't worry. But, you know, one of the challenges that we had for our own family was we have trash service that picks up every week, and we used to fill up our 33-gallon trash can once a week and take it down like normal citizens in our community. Well, we now do that once a month, and yet our recycling bin full of tin cans and other type of things that, you know, can't, that we don't want going to landfill, it's all getting recycled. But it's just a personal challenge. On that note, Andre, if bottled water is not the solution, and we've already talked about this, we know that Neken is the only company that makes the Pi Mag, literally the living water, Pi, Japanese for living. Why is it, and we get this question, even Stan, I'm sure you get this question, well, what's the difference between going down to Walmart or Kmart and picking up a Brita filter or any one of these other great companies that are out there? There was one back in the 80s, NSA, that built their whole entire success on just a water filtration device and then later an air filtration device, and that was really what the whole success of the company was. Of course, you had to buy $20,000 worth and stock your garage, so that's why they went out of business. But what are some of the differences? I mean, and I know it's hard to capture this, but you talked about this in that third CD, How to Create a Contaminants-Free Living. What makes Neken's PiMag technology so special and so different?
Yeah, that is a question. Like often, Valerie puts me on the line with customers or other people that she, you know.
And sure, why not? You know, if you're gonna spend the rest of your lives together after you guys get married, you better be the one to be the closer, give the technical information.
Yeah, so, well, it's always a pleasure to share the information. And, you know, one of the reasons why I created the CD series is because Dave Stolfus has been after me for years to do a CD set on water. And, I really wanted to provide, create something that was rather unique and comprehensive, that really covered all the aspects, and it was done in a format that people could relate to and that would really present the information that would stick. So that when the opportunity came from the radio station to do a series on water, which was completely had nothing to do with NECAN. It just had everything to do with my expertise as a water expert and present this in a comprehensive way. It was ideal. It was perfect.
Andre, I think I need to throw in here, too, because there's a lot of people right now listening to the call live, and they're like, okay, come on, where do we get it? Don't, Vance, you're baiting us and, you know, tantalizing and tempting us enough. They can go to the website, right? They'll be able to hear a overview of this on Brad's website, but if you guys want to order, and I want to encourage you to do this, because in my opinion, and I don't say this very often, I've said it about training materials, like, for example, the Pathfinders Pack, that as far as if you want a pack of comprehensive network marketing materials, that's the pack to order for $105, $115, whatever it is, you know, from Focus on Growth. But if you want, this will be the last set of CDs you'd ever purchase when it comes to environmental issues on air and water, okay? And that is, just go to Live Well Solutions, and it's LIVWELL solutions.com. There's no E in live, but live well solutions, LIVWELL solutions.com, and just click on the radio series program and radio program series, and I think they'll be able to see exactly, and then grab it, and you can read enough about them too. I did this a couple of days ago, and I said, yeah, that kind of caps, so that summarizes what I heard. But you guys, again, the information is just packed. And I need to note, and this is some of the things Valerie and I talked about in November, she shared with me about the wellness consultant that you guys have in your organization that is dealing with some major, major financial challenges, and that a buck from every one of these CDs, so if you order all four, $4 goes to literally just investing and writing in the NECAN products to get this gal a wellness home so you guys can help turn the tide for her.
Oh, yeah. It's we're helping someone.
And what is her name?
Her name is Shelley, and I was shocked when she shared with me her story, and we offered, you know, we were just trying to find a way to help, so I made a decision that we would donate a dollar from every single CD to give to her, because what we found out is that if she went for, she was, the traditional treatment of chemotherapy and radiation was killing her. She wanted alternatives. She couldn't afford the alternative. She spent, her family's pretty well bankrupt regarding the amount of money they spent, and she wouldn't be covered under, like they would give her, she would only be covered if she went traditional, but she wouldn't get a dime to go alternative, which was like, what kind of freedom of choice is there? So we're just doing our part to help her because she wanted some NECAN stuff, and you know, whatever she needs to do. We just give her the money to do our part. But
sure.
But more importantly, her story. Read her story.
Yeah. Well, her story, and then we got to get back to my original question that, you know, we've been bunny chasing around the bush here, but. Physically, Shelley is dealing with some pretty serious stuff, and you guys got to see literally an experience, and she got to experience firsthand how the few products, NECAN products that she has right now in her home, can completely turn that around.
Absolutely,
and that's what, you know. Well, everybody, you know, that listens, part of that, everybody is a wellness consultant. That's why we sign up. It's not because, well, there's a few of us out there that it's because of the money, but There's always a product testimony. There's always an experience that literally that just gets us fired up. But, okay, again, Andre, I'm going to ask the question, and we're going to get an answer here. Why is a Pymag under-the-counter unit or Pymag water bottle or Pymag, you know, Aquapore Express or whatever, any of the Pymag products that NECAN's manufactured, why are they so special? What makes them different?
Okay, what I often, I'll answer the question the way that I would share the information with somebody that Valerie would put me in front of.
Absolutely. I'm the CD that Valerie is trying to introduce to NECAN and say, look, you need a Vance, you need to get this in your home. And I'm like, why? Well, I'm thinking about doing this other one because it's like half the price.
Well, what I would tell them is that there's a lot of great filters out there, which there are. I mean, I've designed systems myself for commercial industrial applications. designing a good filter is not a difficult thing to do. The difference between Niken's system, and I'll say it as a system, because I don't just present the Pimax system or the Aquaphor. I present to them the whole solution. And the whole solution includes the shower filter. Okay, that's a very important component, because my priority is to educate them about the problem and then present to them the solutions. And if I can mention this point, I have 25 years of knowledge behind me, and I own my own water treatment company. The first recommendation I make to a wellness consultant is don't try to learn this information and give it out. The information has already been there, is right there on the CDs. Just use the CD to give it to the person and let them listen to it, and they'll get all the information that they need from an expert. Well, and they'll get the understanding. They'll be able to move forward and make a decision that's right for them.
I think, Andre, what's so nice, as I listened to it, I literally forgot that I was listening to a CD because I was driving, and it was the way that, is it Donna, the gal that hosted the program?
Yeah, she's the host of the Wellness Plan.
She inspired me. I'm like, I got to listen to her style a little more so I can learn a few more tips here. But the whole format, and even the way she went to the commercial break, and of course there's no commercials on the CD, but it really was an easy to listen to format so I could absorb the information, and that's what compelled me about the whole, because we weren't such fanatics about recycling 3 months ago when I listened to the CD, but now, oh yeah, that you got me on that whole bottled water, empty bottles going to the landfill, that was huge. But
well, you'd asked me a number before. You'd ask for a statistic.
Yeah, what's the statistic?
100 billion. That represents the amount of plastic bottles and beverage cans going into landfills every year in the United States. 100 billion. And the United States is the number one country in the world as consumer for bottled water, by the way.
Oh, sure we are. Why not?
So just to put things in perspective, but you keep asking me the question, and we keep going. I'm the one going off topic. You ask me what's the difference regarding the Niken's technology and, let's say, other stuff that's out there. I tell Valerie's potential customer or consumer, I tell them that there's many good filters out there, and there's five things that really define five things you have to look at regarding a filter's ability to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of carbon that's used in the system, the quality of carbon that's used in the system, the type of carbon that's used in the system, the mechanical design of the system to avoid channeling and to maximize contact time with the carbon, and the flow rate. Now, we're talking about carbon filtration, okay? I also, in the CDs, talk about reverse osmosis and why I don't recommend it. I talk about distillation and why I don't recommend it, and why I recommend using granular-activated carbon, solid carbon block, as the way to go for filtration at a municipal water supply. And when we talk about those five factors, well, if you look at, just hold up the Pimax system, and then hold up a Brita in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the difference in the size and the weight.
Sure.
And that should tell you why one is so much more effective than the other if the filtration depends on the amount of carbon used and the type of carbon and the mechanical design and the flow rate. So these other products I call gadgets, like the pitchers, the Brita, all of these things to me are disposable gadgets that, again, end up where? In our landfills.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a viable solution, and they're not very good. If you look at the claims, they're only claimed to improve the taste of water, which, again, is a very simple thing to do when you pass it through carbon. And one of the points that I mentioned regarding Niken's technology, flow rate is really critical. You want the slowest flow rate as possible, because the slower the flow rate, the more contact time you have with the carbon, therefore the better it is. Now, from a mechanical design point of view, Niken's technology is NSF certified 42 and 53. And what that means, to have a certification means that you take an insulin that has a given amount of contaminants at a specific quantity, and they run the filter. They run this through the filter, and it's to compare apples with apples, right? And then they measure the effluent, and they say, okay, how efficient is it removing this toxin, this toxin, this toxin, this toxin? And then you get the rating, and if it meets a certain standard, it's certified 53 and aesthetic for 42. Now, one of the things that I look at from a filter's point of view in terms of its efficiency is what I'm looking at is how effective is it at the end of the life of the filter as to the beginning? Because if you put it on a graph, typically it's going to be more effective at the beginning, and it, over time it slopes down, and you've got less removal because the filter is becoming more and more saturated, and it loses its ability to adsorb organic chemicals. What I love about Niken's new system, and it's something that I was hoping that they would do, and they did do, the number one challenge we had in the field always was people did not change the cartridges when they needed to change them. That is the number one problem in the field for the consumer. They just don't remember.
So how often should we be doing it? I do mine every January.
Well, the advantage that you've got with the new technology is it's almost idiot-proof. It tells you.
Yeah.
The light goes on.
Right.
Time to change.
Kind of like that little idiot light in your car that, you know, if the oil light comes on, you know you're in big trouble.
Yeah, it was, to me, one of the most important enhancements that they made to the technology. Mm-hmm. They really took it to me, the level they needed to go by putting that indicator there, because it really is a huge issue. If you don't change the cartridges, you might end up adding more contaminants in the water than you're removing, because you're saturating the filter.
Sure.
So that's a really important component. And here's another thing. The way that they rated the filters for Niken is that they rated it so that the efficacy of the filter is as high towards the end of the life of the filter as it is in the beginning. That's really an important point.
Mm-hmm.
That provides your family the security that it's doing what it needs to do throughout the life of the cartridge. So this is what makes it an excellent filter. Now, what makes it an extraordinary system is that it actually transforms what I refer to as dead water, which would be anything that is tap water, bottled water, anything that's devoid of its natural bioenergies and minerals and nutrients. It transforms dead water into living water, and it does it in a natural way. It doesn't do it through an artificial way, because I've been looking at some technologies now that are being presented to the market, and they're making the same claim. They're really, this word living started being used, and we started referring to this term living water when this technology was first introduced to North America, when Niken first introduced it. And now I see it being gratuitously misused and abused by other companies out there that are making the same claims. What they fail to tell you, though, is that they're using artificial means, and they're not really getting the result.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at nature, what occurs naturally is the Earth's magnetic field. Well, Niken uses magnetics. So there's a synergy there. What also occurs in nature is far infrared through sunlight. And Niken also has added that technology to the water. So there's another living component to the living water. There's another thing is oxygen. If you look at how water flows, that's a very critical component to living water. From a fast-rushing stream, it's enriched with oxygen, enriched with minerals and nutrients. Well, this is when I talked about the system. Well, add the optimizer to that. It really takes water to a level that you would find if you could find a pristine stream.
Sure.
This, to me, is the truest way of producing what you would find if you could find, because I don't think there's any stream anywhere now in the world that is free of contaminants. It's a very sad state of affairs, but that's actually a very true statement. If we could go back before the plastics revolution,
Unless you went out into the middle of some mountainous area where, you know, nobody's even discovered. I mean, we've got a spring that pops right out of the ground in our backyard. It, well, it's kind of the close out of the hillside. And it, I know I've tasted that water, I'll admit, but when I put a glass or, you know, a cup or something underneath of it and fill it up, it's got all kinds of other stuff that I don't want in my system. I can see it. But, you know, on a good hot summer day, if I'm too lazy or if I've already, you know, polished off the bottle that I filled up that morning out of the optimizer, I'll drink that. But again, I know there's stuff in there that's leached because the people that used to live above us had horses. And so that field drains into that spring. And I mean, I'm like horses, but I don't want to be drinking the remnants of what they give off that leaches into the soil. Andre, we could elaborate on why, but I think you just touched on it, but I think that's motivation enough to pick up, you know, to go to the website livewell.com, livewellsolutions.com, and click on that and pick it up. But if we could, you know, literally, I like to use the phrase, tie a bow on this whole discussion.
One of the advantages, Vance, if I can mention, is when they go to the website, they will be able to listen to the first 5 minutes of every single radio program.
So they'll get to hear how Donna introduces it and really
exactly.
sets it up, which is beautiful.
And the type of and the information that's
right. And you know, just the fact that you got 100 billion water bottles every year, empty water bottles ended up in the landfill. I mean, that again, that was the alarming fact for me. We all know that we should be drinking half of our body weight in ounces. And a lot of people, that's an alarming thing, even talking to people who we're introducing to NECAN, they said, really, that's how much water? Oh, so I shouldn't be drinking this Diet Coke because, you know, going through a six-pack or, you know, 2 six-packs a day, and because they just don't know. And we can't, you know, blame them. They just don't know. And it's a culture, and part of it's their upbringing and different factors. But, you know, half our body weight. So for me, I weigh 160 pounds. I should be drinking 80 ounces a day, so 8 10-ounce glasses or 10 8-ounce glasses. And this is something that Stacey and I pride ourselves in. That's just for maintaining hydration. Now, if I'm out on the ski slopes or if I'm out cutting firewood, obviously I need to be increasing that because I'm sweating it out. But what is it that you've discovered in your, you know, over two decades now, why is water so important to promote good health?
Well, you made some excellent points, Vance, regarding the amount of water we should drink and increasing that consumption when you're exercising or more active. So I don't have to really touch upon that because you were dead on with what you said. The single most important lifestyle, and I really stress this, the single most important lifestyle choice we can make is to drink clean living water and always be properly hydrated. This is the simplest yet most effective lifestyle choice that we can all make to achieve and maintain good health and prevent disease. And that's really the key. Remember, we started this call about sharing with you that I lost both my parents to cancer. Well, what became very important to me is saying, well, how do I prevent it? How do I prevent that happening to me?
Sure.
And that's what basically started this journey. So I figured out very quickly that clean water is the most important ingredient to the body to prevent disease. Now, a few years ago, I read a report that was really quite revealing about how many of us are not making this simple lifestyle choice. According to the report, the root cause of 50% of all chronic disease in North America has one root cause, and that's chronic dehydration. Studies have shown that properly being hydrated by daily drinking the water that your body needs can decrease the risk of colon cancer by 45%. It can decrease the risk of bladder cancer by 50%, and it can even reduce the risk of breast cancer. So just by drinking what your body needs in water every day, it's a simple thing to do. So we can, if you look at the mess that healthcare is in right now, in North America and the costs associated to that, if we could just educate the public to do the one thing that should come naturally to them and drink the water that their body needs, then we can actually reduce those costs by 50%. We can reduce
right.
chronic disease by 50%.
Well, Andre, I think to something that's noted, and I share this with people to really, really elaborate on the benefits of our just a regular $25 NECAN water bottle, something so simple that I replace mine every 6-8 months. I always have one with me when I travel. And I, you know, when I'm on a plane, I literally hand the empty bottle to the flight attendant, say, can you fill this up? And they look at me like, well, come on, it's bottled water. Why don't I just put it? I'm like, can you just fill this up for me? And sometimes they give me an attitude, sometimes they don't. But it's a great conversation starter. But I don't want to drink that bottled water until it goes through my filter. But Dr. Martin Plotkin, who no longer lives in and resides in the Portland area, but he was a wonderful asset and still part of the Nikan family. But one of the things he did, and I'll do this really quick, is he did his own little kind of, it wasn't a double-blind study at all, but with his students up at OHSU, Oregon Health Sciences University, when he was a professor up there, he took one of his classes, and when they came in the morning, he measured all of their height. And these are, you know, we're talking people in their 20s and 30s. Measured all their height exactly and took the measurement. And for a week, he did this and tested them. Every morning they came in, they measured their height. Half the group, he said, here, I want you drinking nothing but comes out of this bottle. No coffee, no pop, nothing else but comes out of this bottle. And he provided half the class with Nikan water bottle. The other half, he said, you guys drink whatever you want. Coffee, pop, doesn't matter. Tea, I don't really care. Drink water out of the drinking fountain if you want to, or your bottled water. The half of the class that drank out of the Nikan water bottles had, when they came back at 5 o'clock each day to measure to do their height measurement, little to any change in their height whatsoever. Now, the other half, and this is what gets into the factors as we age, even during the day, that our body, if we don't have good, clean, pure, living water in our bodies, things are going to happen. The other half of that class that drank whatever they wanted to, their height was decreased by 3/4 to a full inch because everything had compacted down.
Yep, that is not surprising.
And I mean, that alone should tell us, hey, get the water in and your body will function. And, you know, and we have, you know, Dr. Plotkin to thank for that. And so very few people know about different things like that. And this is just a regular study. And I could call it an amateur study, but he's a, you know, leading professor. And he's now living and teaching at a university in Illinois. And so, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, I ask the question, but at the same time, I know the answer because, I mean, I'm not near as extreme as my brother Nick, who carries, he looks like he's carrying around a glass 1 gallon jug of moonshine. And he, like yesterday when we showed up to the mountain to go skiing, he's got a whole box that's filled with, you know, the best high quality grade water bottles that are top to the brim of optimized water. And that's what he has. And he's just fanatical about it. Whenever you see him, you don't see a Palm Pilot or a phone or anything, you'll see a water bottle in his hand.
That's excellent.
Because that's the way he lives. So, Andre, we went a little longer than I told you I would occupy your time, but, I mean, it's hard to even summarize. I want to mention again, the website is livewellsolutions.com, livewellsolutions.com. Click on the radio program series and you'll see more. And I want to thank you, Andre, for not only jumping on this call and talking about the subject of water, but also, again, they're going to come in 2 weeks and talking about air, which is going to be pivotal to where we are in Nikan today. But doing that whole radio series with Donna, because that's really what opened up the whole door for all of this. And I know that when people get a hold of that, and like you had mentioned, let the CD do the selling for you. And especially if we find someone, you literally, like you said, if you're in the grocery store and you see someone that's, you know, piling up at Costco or Sam's and piling several cases of bottled water in their cart, and you know they're not buying it for a store because of all the other stuff that's in the cart, you know, hand them that CD and say, you know, you may find this rather interesting. My gift, my card's there. If you find it interesting, give me a call. If not, you know, enjoy killing the earth. You know, something like that. It's like the Herb Rapp approach of walking in a grocery store and as people are loading up their grocery store cart with all the stuff they shouldn't be eating, he takes it out of their cart and puts it back on the shelf for them. And you probably haven't gotten to that extreme yet, have you?
No, but I'll tell you, it's very easy to identify who could benefit from Nikan's technology because if you did go to a grocery store, just look for who's coming out with their carts loaded with all this bottled water. I mean, there's somebody who just handed a CD with a card and said, here, listen to this, and then call me.
Sure.
You know, because we're all in this together. We have to take it. The challenge is you don't want to be adversarial because, you know what, my first image in my head, Vance, is I'm thinking of going to their front lawn, digging a hole, and dumping all the bottled waters on their property. And I want them to have that picture, you know, to understand what's going on here, you know. But that's, you know, people are not going to listen to the message if you try that approach. So another way is saying, listen, I understand you're buying all this bottled water, and it's probably because you think it's better than tap water, and that's to be commended. You know, that's commendable that you put that importance on water. But there's a better way, and I just want to share that with you. Just listen to this CD, and if there's anything else I can answer, you know, help you with, just get back to me. And that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anyone, and if you listen to the information, you know, you would agree with me that it's pretty compelling.
Sure. Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
Compelling. It's all backed up. The statistics are all verifiable, and when you listen to it, you really, you know, people, when they don't know better, they don't know better.
Sure.
But the moment they know better, typically people do the right thing, and they will move in the direction that will not only be good for them, but it will be good for everyone else.
Well,
that's what I believe in.
We're held accountable with knowledge. You know, with knowledge comes power, information comes power. And when we know the truth will set us free. To, you know, go back again to right to the Bible and the way Jesus proclaimed it. But you know, and when we have that, it's really compelling because you there's an obligation that we have to go out and it kind of puts another notch or another stripe on our shoulder, or another medal on our chest as a wellness consultant. It's like, okay, how many more people can I save? And it segues perfectly into the business opportunity to introduce people to the wellness homes or even simply one component. And I was on the phone the other day with an old friend that I haven't seen in 12 years, and her son, they think it's CP, but they don't know. The doctors are playing around with all this stuff, dealing with a lot of seizures and whatnot. And she said, Vance, what would be the absolute fundamental thing we should start with? And I just went through and described, and when I got to the water component, I said, you know, Rachel, if you have to, just give him his own bottle and don't let him drink anything unless it comes through that bottle. And it can change so very much. So anyways, Andre, look forward to chatting again in 2 weeks on the subject of air, and hopefully we'll be able to really get into, well, I know we will be, on talking about why Neekin's air units, the traveler and the in-home unit, why they're such a pivotal part of our wellness home and what Neekin has done to bring that to the forefront and why we've got the goods to deliver. So that'll be a fun one to chat. So again, thank you so much. You guys have given the website enough, so go on it. And again, a buck from every CD and $4 from the set if you buy it goes to help out Shelley. And thank you guys for being on the call. And Andre, we'll be talking to you in 2 weeks on air. And
looking forward to it.
Thanks again. And everybody else, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.